Back talking to the coach, Joe Gurney, the head coach of the Lisbon Broncos, now 4-0, and just a monster performance again. Joe, let's talk about it, because you and I were talking before the game. Eke, the Thunder coming into this contest. I think they have a pretty good football team, and it was a battle very early on, but again, just another dominant performance.
Yeah, you know, they played us very tight in that first quarter or so, and, you know, we keep our kids understand with the brand of football that we want to play, that we want to be physical up front, and that's just going to kind of take a little bit to wear teams down.
Well, let's talk about these fast starts too, because I think this is week number four, at least 3 weeks in a row. It's been running time in the second half. What is it that you're preaching to these kids to get off to just tremendously fast starts? And really, it's kind of cleanup time in the second half of the last three games.
Starting fast is a point of emphasis for us, but, you know, we just kind of have some goals of, if we're in the red zone, it must, you know, we have to finish. And, you know, just on the field, there's just, you know, things are clicking.
Well, let's talk about your offensive line first of all. Again, the very first possession for each team, it was kind of a draw, but then after that, you guys started pumping to that left side, and your offensive line on that left side, and the Thunder were stacking everybody up towards that line of scrimmage. They had like 10 guys within 5 yards of that line of scrimmage, and all of a sudden, it was just you guys were able to plow your way through those 5 yards, and your guys were off to the races. Who was making the blocks up front?
You know, all the guys were doing a great job up front getting the push. You know, one of the big blocks, kid that had a lot of big blocks tonight was Ethan Lyons pulling across the formation, and he had some great kickout blocks for us and, you know, kind of really set the tone physically.
And you guys did a really good job, and we talked a little bit on the pregame show about Jordan Sauer's big game. Well, it just happened to be that way. He just happened to have the ball at the moment and broke some long runs. But tonight you actually got some big runs from Dawson, also had a really nice game tonight, and Schultz got back into the scoring column as well.
Yeah, you know, we know that teams are going to, you know, stack the line to stop Jordan Sauer's, and we had to have a couple of other guys stepped up. And tonight I think Hunter and Dawson both did a great job filling that role.
When you look at this game, and I can probably see where you're going to go, but is there any negatives you've come away with tonight that you – and leave the JV kids alone. I just there was some sloppiness on both sides towards the end of the game, but defensively and offensively, you guys are just really not making very many mistakes that you can put up on a chalkboard.
No, not making a lot of mistakes. The one thing I told the kids at halftime that I'd kind of like to clean up, they hit some – pretty wide open, quick little short passes, and we just want to take care of that, and we'll look at film and see what was going on and see if we were lining up right or not, and we'll take care of that.
So your team starts off 4-0 on the season. It's been a tremendous start, and I've said a few times, I know you guys had a positive outlook, but has this team kind of overachieved your expectations to this point and where they're at?
Yeah, you know, I expected us to be a good team. There's no doubt about that, but I don't know if anybody could have predicted this start with 4-0 and, you know, putting up the points that we are and the defense that we're playing. I don't know if I could have predicted that.
Well, your next opponent is probably a number one on the list for this year. I personally call them probably the toughest team on your schedule this year, and we're talking about Oaks, and you got to go down there and travel there. I did hear that they were up like 24-6 or something like that at a half. Maybe you've gotten a score since then. So they're probably on their way to another victory and also being 4-0. As you look ahead, I mean, with this being such a big opponent, are you starting right away tomorrow?
Yeah, I told the kids, you know, enjoy this game tonight and tomorrow morning right away. That Oaks film will be on, and that's what we're looking at. And
any injuries of concern?
No, we got out healthy, I think.